Hello, Audio Boo Land. It's Sunday, very late afternoon. Well, may as well be evening. It's certainly dark and cold. it's the end of the weekend, and we went off and saw Toy Story today, Toy Story 3. The three of us as a family, and wow, did I cry! It's a bit embarrassing to admit that I bawled my eyes out in a kids animated film, but kudos and thumbs up to the all those involved in Toy Story franchise. They've really gone above and beyond with Toy Story 3. Highly enjoyed it. We saw it in 2D. I wear glasses, so going to 3D is just overkill, wearing two sets of glasses, and I'm really not a huge fan of 3D anyway. So we saw it in 2D, and love the fact that my partner had the Snuffle sitting next to me, and there was a guy and, you know, his kids sitting on the other side of me, and he had the Snuffles as well. So yes, it's definitely a movie that pokes you in all the right places, and it has a happy ending, which is always good. my favourite bit, two, I really liked the interchange between Barbie and Ken. That was just hysterical. And the feminisation of Barbie. But there was a little cameo of another toy, and he was Baron von Schusch. So he was the one who was always going, shh. I thought he was just fantastic. So I'm lying down in the quiet of the bedroom, having told everyone they can't come in for at least 5 minutes. Can you help me with this? Can I have a glass of water? Where's this? Where's that? And we're waiting for Annie and family to come over with some Indian and to retrieve their hound, who we've been dog-sitting for the last few days. And I know Greg and his family have just got a dog in the last week, and having had Scruff here for a few days certainly made us think seriously about what sort of dog, you know, size, temperament, amount of energy we'd have to consider if we were going to have a dog. And indeed, if we do go ahead and get a dog, gosh, cats are so much easier. Feed them twice a day and they basically leave you alone for the rest of the time, other than Keats, who has a bit of a penchant for wanting to climb up on the keyboard of my laptop and curling up and going to sleep there. So Annie and the fam are coming over with some Indian for dinner, and then it'll be Doctor Who. And I've got three Chinese whispering stories sitting in my inbox. One that's basically been edited. It had very few issues with it, but I've realised as I'm reading through, there's a glaring issue with location, because an airport, obviously, in an international airport, or especially, there's two parts: the bit on one side of customs and the bit on the other side. So I just have to get my head around some specifics in one of those stories. Dan's still waiting for me to put my beautiful razor blade, as the guys call it, through it. And Ben's just sent through his very, very first draft. So, well, I know he's done several rewrites, but it's the first time I'll be looking at it. And, The Queen of Hearts seems to be getting thumbs up from those who've read it. I'm still having a crisis of confidence about it. I think it's kind of knocked my confidence a bit, because I got the setting wrong, and then last night I was thinking that I got the point of view wrong. But I feel better about it this morning, and coming home from the shops, I got another insight, some more details that'll be woven in through the second instalment that hopefully I'll write a bit earlier. I tend to write it late and then miss the cut-off with Fiction Friday and miss all those people who might come and read it. Anyway, I'd better disappear. Time's almost up. Enjoy what's left of your weekend. Bye.